Android comes down with a case of multiple personalities. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. On one level, the Android mobile phone platform is beginning to thrive. Consumers now have many Android phones and networks to choose from. The open source system led by Google has produced the Motorola Droid, which many reviewers see as the first legitimate iPhone challenger. On the other hand, though, Android may be splintering too much. Phones are quite different from one to another, which makes creating and maintaining smartphone programs rather difficult. Sasha Segan is managing editor for mobile at the PC Mag Digital Network.
This is a big problem for Android developers right now, and nobody's found a solution. There are actually three versions of Android on sale right now, 1.5, 1.6, and 2.0. Some apps run on one, some apps run on the others, some apps run on all three, and it's creating big problems for developers who want to target the whole Android marketplace. This is something that Google and developers are going to have to figure out pretty soon.
What kind of problems does it create for folks who develop applications for Android phones?
Well, there are simply some functions that exist in some versions of Android that don't exist in other versions of Android. And you see some other quirky things going on. For instance, different Android phones have different screen resolutions. If you didn't plan for, say, the Droid's 854 wide screen, your application isn't going to run on the Droid. And so you end up with a situation where, unlike on the iPhone, where you know you only have to write one kind of code for one phone, you have to write various caveats or possibilities into an Android app to make up for all of these different options.
So Android split personality is a problem for developers, which sort of makes it a problem for consumers. And there's another thing which sort of bugs me as an Android user is that Google almost seems to be sort of playing favorites, right? So we'll give you Android 2.0, but only if you buy this phone and you're on this network, where other sort of loyal customers of Android phones get stuck. And that can't engender a lot of real happy feelings among Android users.
I've been getting very frustrated with Google because they seem to be talking out of both sides of their mouth. First, they call Android open, and they make a big deal about how it's open source, it's open software, and customers can do whatever they want with it. Well, that's great, and you see companies like HTC and Samsung and Motorola innovating on top of Android. But then they play favorites, and they seem to have given Motorola access to Android 2.0 before anyone else and given them a head start. And that's not open. So Google, are you open or not? They need to come clean on this.
Why is Google proceeding the way it is, do you think?
Google wants to be open, but at the same time, they see the success of Apple in working very tightly with hardware partners to deliver an end-to-end experience. So they're really torn. Do they go with a completely open approach, which offers a lot of options in the marketplace, but those options might not be consistent? Or do they go with a more closed, tight partnership approach where you end up with an iPhone that functions really smoothly, but there are a lot fewer options in the marketplace?
That's Sasha Segan with the PC Mag Digital Network. We'll talk with Sasha again tomorrow, but about a different topic, the evils of subsidized phones. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.